ओम शांति।
अवेकनिंग चैनल और पीस ऑफ माइंड चैनल से अभी के सत्र के लिए जुड़े हुए सभी भाई बहन,
ऑल द व्यूअर्स ऑफ पीस ऑफ माइंड एंड अवेकनिंग चैनल, इन दिस ब्यूटिफुल इवनिंग and after the evening yoga, every day we converse on different topics daily. Today we will be talking about the topic of the transformation or samskar transformation through the awareness or the remembrance of the elevated thoughts. Nobody knows about their own fortune. We know about our past, that too. In this life, we know about the past of this birth. We do not know about our past life. And we also do not know about our future. It is said that we do not know what is going to happen after sunrise next morning, because a person doesn't know about his future. That's why a person gets worried and becomes anxious, will this happen or won't this happen? So the future is a strange ocean. We do not know what all are included in that ocean. So what is called a fortune? We do not know about what is written in a person's fortune. But still, so it's a speciality of the human souls we all keep an aim and then keep moving forward in life, and we have elevated actions in our hands, so we have authority or rights over our action. We can do things if we want, or we cannot, or we may not do things if we don't wish. So based on our action will be a fortune. Even though if we do not know about the future, we take an aim or keep a goal and then keep moving forward according to the goal. We souls are fortunate because we know about our fortune. Wonder is of our dear Baba who came and made us Trikal Darshi, or the knower of the three aspects of time. Because only God Himself knows about the past, present and future of this world cycle. That's why He comes and teaches us these three aspects of time. In the Gita also it said that you do not know about your births, but I know. Since the beginning of the time till the end of the cycle, what all happens, she Shiv Baba has told us about this. And Baba also told us what will be happening in the future. So we are not searching in darkness. Because Baba has told us about our future. Especially Baba has told us about the fortune that's ahead of us, that's waiting for us. We also know about our fortune in the present time. That's why we sing this song that you have come bringing the fortune and you have come to open new doors of fortune. So in the present, what do we have with us? The fortune that we have in the present is we have God Himself with us. And God Himself is my Father. And through God, we are getting the elevated knowledge about the past, present and the future. In the world, they do not have this knowledge according to their intellects. People make efforts in the world. So we keep our fortune as our goal, that God has come to us. So how should our nature be? If we have to meet a great personality or an authority, we prepare ourselves automatically. We have God Himself with us. So how should our actions, our nature be? Baba is the highest and the high authority. So how should we keep moving ahead with Him? So automatically we keep a very high aim that we how should we fulfill our words, actions, thoughts and all the relationship, because the fortune that we have is our present. We take pride in saying that God Himself has become mine. This is my fortune of my past karma. So we should be careful about our action, because we have got such an elevated fortune. If we have such a fortune in our hand, what can't we achieve in the future? We have to maximum utilize our thoughts, words and action. In the path of devotion, people are thirsty to see God and they're searching for God. They take a lot of effort to meet God. And in that state too, they keep on working hard to meet God. We already got God. God is with us. So with this such an elevated fortune, we have received the inheritance of all the virtues and powers from God Himself. When God Himself has become mine, it's as if the doors of the treasures have opened in front of me. How much ever we want to make ourselves elevated, great and divine, we can make ourselves in such a form. With such an awareness, our present effort will automatically become elevated and our thoughts, words and actions will automatically get divinized. This is the achievement that we are getting. People say that nothing is there in my fortune. So they act according to their will. But in our fortune, God Himself is with us. And this is a present. And this is the opportunity. The opportunity of the knowledge, of the virtues, of happiness. We can fill our treasures. Make ourselves complete. Baba has taught us with the pen of elevated action how much you want to increase your fortune. You can do that through your actions because we already know our future. That we are going towards golden age and we are moving towards a great transformation. We are moving towards a total change. Because of this reason, we won't get shocked by seeing what is happening around. We won't be shocked. In the present, we become peaceful, we become courageous, and we are able to stabilize ourselves in the present situation. This is the benefit. Otherwise, people will say that we didn't know that such a thing will happen, and they become angry with their own self. That they keep on saying that how bad is our fortune and they become angry towards God and they keep on saying and curse God and say that what has happened in my life and they get worried and anxious. But we know that this world is moving towards a better change. And a world transformation is happening. Kaliyug is going and Satyug is coming. Kaliyug is going and the golden age is coming. We know that after upheaval, there will be a stable, happy stage. So, because we know this, we can make our stage very steady and stable. And also, we can make our efforts very fast. Because our current efforts will lead us to our fortune. Because we know that we were deities and we will have to become deities again. And with this knowledge, the virtues of deities and the divinity gets inculcated inside that we should not behave like ordinary humans. We have this awareness that we are the child of God. And we have an elevated fortune. God Himself is establishing a new world, and golden age, and we are becoming deities in the golden age. Because we know about our fortune or future, we are not in a stage of upheaval, and we are not worried, but we keep making effort and keep attention much more and does a lot more efforts. In the present life, when a person has to encounter with different kinds of obstacles, they wonder that what is written in my fortune. But they do not have the knowledge about how to settle their karmic accounts. We have the knowledge with us today that we have to do such an elevated action which will become our elevated fortune. So at first, we should have a clear goal that what should be our nature, how should we want to make our stage, how do I want to see my future stage. We know that we can transform ourselves to such an elevated stage of deity, but what should be our goal? We also have to make ourselves elevated, and we have to make ourselves in such an elevated stage. So we should have a determined thought, but otherwise, even though we have the knowledge, even though we know everything about the past, present and the future, even though we have this knowledge, we won't be able to reach that stage if we don't have a determined thought. We know about this cycle. This is an internal cycle to make our fortune. This awareness. So what will be the nature of our awareness? That will be our stage. Baba, in daily murlis, Baba reminds us about our elevated awareness. So that's why when we listen to the murlis daily, Baba remind us again and again that you were deities and you were the worshipper and you were worthy of worship too, and you have to become deity once again. You are the children of God. You are Shiv Shaktis. Baba reminds us about all these. So what will be the nature of our awareness? That will be the nature of our stage. What will be the nature of the stage? That will be become the basis of the origin of our thoughts. If our awareness is wrong, then the thoughts that will emerge out of that awareness will also be of that quality. If someone got bitten by a dog and he got hospitalized, this scene, when it becomes a memory, so next time when we see a dog, this memory gets triggered again and we get this thought that this dog should not bite me. Baba reminded us about the current fortune and also reminded us about the future fortune. So naturally, our thoughts will be in such a manner. It shouldn't be of a weak nature. When we repeat this elevated thoughts again and again in our awareness, then our attitude also becomes elevated. What you repeatedly think again and again, this gets transformed into our attitude, and our attitude becomes pure, elevated and beneficial for others. In such a stage, whether it's a person or a situation or any kind of situation, you will be able to face that situation with a positive attitude. Because if our thoughts are positive, and if it's repeated again and again, then our attitude will be positive too, and then our actions will also be of an elevated nature, which automatically brings our elevated fortune. Our stage will also be elevated, and our future will also be elevated. So we are all very fortunate souls that we have this awareness of everything which is right and wrong, this awareness of our thoughts, words, actions. We know what is the elevated awareness of every single aspect. Every single aspect. With such an attitude, when we keep this awareness in our life, in our thoughts, words and action, this creates our fortune. We are not worried about our future. We need not go to an astrologer and show our palms for palm reading. It's not necessary. No, we need not go and meet a Brahmin to do some kind of rituals for our better future, or we escape from a bad future incident, because we can create an elevated fortune or future based on our present action, and we have this knowledge about how to settle the karmic accounts and create an elevated fortune. So this is a very elevated effort which Baba has taught us. People in the world do not know this, so with their limited knowledge, they keep on doing one or the other thing, and they make a lot of effort. That's why Baba says, to all the souls of the world, you have to give this knowledge so that this elevated thoughts emerge in them and they become powerful once again. You all must have read in the history that the Rajputs, the kings of the Rajput clan, when they go for a war, the people along with the king, which is called the Saraswati Putra, they keep on singing the praise of the different generations, elevated victorious stories of their past generation, how they sacrificed their life and how they won the great battles. So when they hear this elevated praise of their ancestors, they get courage inside, and they become courageous inside, and they, when they go for war again, they win the war and they come back. So this is the history of the Rajputs, and this becomes the history of every Rajput clan with elevated thoughts. They did elevated action, and they write their name in the history. In the consequence is, we are in war with Maya, and we have to win this war, and we have to become the masters of the world. We have to win over Maya. For that, we should have such an elevated stage. Here, no person is teaching. Here, ocean of knowledge, God Himself, Supreme Father, Supreme Soul is reminding us about the elevated thoughts, creating the awareness again, and is teaching us how to become Mayajit and how to become the master of the world once again. Om Shanti. So we all will sit in such an elevated awareness right now, and we'll practice meditation. We, the children of God, complete angels, and the great souls who will be becoming the deities in the future. Om Shanti.